Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 52. The episode entitled, I Went to Visit My Mom, and All I Got Was This Lousy Fernina. Yes, I got it. I have to tell you, it's still sitting in its lovely Fernina case right here in my sewing area. We just got back from Kentucky on Sunday. Well, I say we just got back. It's Wednesday, August 17th. But you know how it is when you get back from out of town. It takes a little while to just get settled back in, and it takes a really long time to get all that laundry done. I don't know how my family produces so much laundry in such a short period of time. It's one of those modern day mysteries. But they do, we do, and a lot of washing going on, a lot of drying, possibly quite not enough folding. We're slack on the folding. But neither here nor there. Just getting back into the routine. And what I'm going to do, believe it or not, those who know me well probably won't believe this, I do plan to sit down with the manuals and really go over them. I think there's two manuals. I just need to. It's a more complicated machine. It's like getting a Lamborghini after years of driving a bike, of riding a bike. So this is big. This is big. I'm very excited to give this a spin. My Bernina. It's 17, but really in very good shape, according to my mom's Bernina guy. So there you have it. So there'll be more Bernina news later on. I'm going to keep this introduction very, very short because my mom and I had a great time talking when I was in Louisville, and we recorded it, so there's just a lot of good mom talk to share with you. I do want to thank everybody who commented both on the WordPress site, which is http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and the Podbean site, which is http://offkilterquilt.podbean.com. Lots of great comments and really nice stuff about the Dresden plate and good information on what a scant quarter inch actually is. Special thanks to Noni, who inserted a YouTube video into her comment explaining scant quarter inch. I am just now very knowledgeable. In any event, I am going to forgo my usual comments on the comments that I've received because we have a lot of content in this episode, a lot of talk with me and my mom, and we should get to it. Want to say, put some pictures up on the WordPress site of, you got it, knitting, because that's all I got to offer you this week. But hopefully you'll like it, and with any luck, I'll have some quilting pictures next week. So enjoy the talk with Mom, and have a great week. I'll see you next week. Bye. And hello. Okay, we're sitting here with Mom, a.k.a. Jane, to talk about quilting in Louisville, Kentucky. It's Saturday, August something?
13th.
August 13th, 2011. Hello, Mom.
Well, hello, Missy, Frances. I was waiting for you to say hello.
I do that in the introduction.
Oh, I see.
This will be what the introduction leads up to, the big excitement that everyone will be on the edge of their seat
for. Oh, I'm sure.
Yes. So, what is up in your quilty life, Mom?
Well, it has been a little slow lately, and I'm not quite sure why, although I have heard others say that they have little dry periods, but I think I'm going again. I have found that I am very susceptible to keepsake quilting online.
Now, what is
bundles?
Is that a site? Keepsake quilting.
I feel like
I've heard references.
I'm sure we all get these little magazines from Keepsake Quilting.
I don't.
You don't.
But I don't subscribe to any quilting magazines, so I'm not on any list that people are selling.
Oh well, it is a company. I think it's in New Hampshire. And people who've been there say it's wonderful, and they have a very nice catalog, but they also send me email. And then I go to the site, and they will have these bundles, usually of fat quarters, and they will be so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they'll cost about $18 before shipping and handling. Plus, you get a free pattern. Ooh. And I have just succumbed to those several times in this past year, which leads me to the change in my quilting that I mentioned.
Yes, you mentioned, but I told you to hold it till right now.
I'm holding
it. I'm curious to know, what is the change?
The change is, and I really blame Keepsake Quilting and several other things.
I blame them for so much.
I do too. It's really nice to have someone like that to blame.
You need a scapegoat.
Yes, and but you know they're good. They put out some beautiful things. Anyway, when I talked to you at Thanksgiving, I think I said that I have very little stash, mm-hmm. and that I worked on one quilt at a time.
You did?
So I didn't have any UFOs. Well, honey, that has changed. It has.
Well, tell us.
Well, I just, the first place in September, my quilt guild goes on retreat, and we decided this year that we would all make the same quilt, which is called, the pattern's called, I want to say Fabric Fever, but we've been talking about Weaver Fever, but it's Fabric and another F, Fabric Frolic, Fabric Fever.
Fabric Frenzy?
Well, that's about what it amounts
yes,
to.
Yes, okay.
So I have 28 petite fat quarters, which I have to cut into between 200 and 300 strips before around the 10th of September. I'm kind of putting it off. Anyway, we're all going to choose our own fabrics, and we're encouraged to do our cutting, and then we will have a frenzy of sewing at our retreat, which will be lots of fun.
And where will your retreat be held?
We go to a church retreat center in southern Indiana, being in Louisville. We just go over the bridge, over the bridge, and it's probably within an hour of Louisville. And in Louisville, we have one of the 10 largest churches in the country, which is called Southeast Christian Church. And they have, when we moved here, they had about 10,000 members. I think it is more than that. At any rate, they have this gorgeous retreat center in southern Indiana, and they rent it out to groups during the year. And it's just perfect. They have a nice big room where we can set up tables and our sewing machines and ironing centers. And then there's what I remember is just a large square table, very large, in the center of the room, and that's where the cutting mats will be. And I guess we take our own cutting mats and all our own supplies. And we don't have to cook, and we don't have to clean.
How's the food?
Food's tolerable.
Tolerable. Bring snacks.
Yes. Yeah, oh, we do. Yes, we take snacks, lots of chocolate. And it's just a lot of fun. So I went for the first time last year, and so I'm going to sign up to go again.
That does sound fun.
Anyway, so now I have some of these little bundles from, well, one in particular from Keepsake Quilting, and now I have 28 Fat Porter batiks for my Fabric Frenzy. And then I have a wonderful friend who's been a good friend for a long, long time and whose birthday is on Christmas. And so I saw in Keepsake Quilting a labyrinth pattern. And her church in South Carolina, she used to be my neighbor, but they moved away a number of years ago, has just put in a labyrinth.
An Episcopal church?
An Episcopal church.
Episcopalians seem to be big on labyrinths.
We are. Yeah. We are, although my church does not have one yet, but I have read about them.
Yes.
Yes. So Carol's church has a labyrinth. So I saw this labyrinth pattern, so I have picked out the fabric,
It's beautiful. I've seen it. It's gorgeous fabric. It is a pretty pattern, but the fabric is quite nice. Well, she'll, when she makes it, whenever that, if it's made by Christmas, it will be.
It has to be.
I'll get Mom to send pictures and I'll post them.
Yeah, I hope it will be pretty. Frances and I were looking at the fabric today, and I found that I couldn't remember what fabric went where, so I'm going to have to do some measuring and reconstruct that. Yes. So what else do I have in there?
Christmas quilt.
Oh, yes, from my Fines and Porter quilting cruise, and I have finished two rows, but I think I showed you my two rows, and they're very large blocks.
It's going to be a big quilt.
It's going to be a big quilt.
But they're beautiful.
It's very nice.
Yes.
So anyway, that has just somehow changed me.
They got you, Mom. She drank the Kool-Aid, the keepsake Kool-Aid.
You know, sometimes I think, well, maybe I should go back to photography. I can't buy any more because I think I get to the point that I have so it becomes work to do, and it loses some of its fun factor.
You start feeling anxious. Like, yes. Oh, I need to be working. Yes.
And who wants to be anxious? I mean, if you don't have.
Right.
It's not the sort of thing that one should be anxious.
No, it should be fun.
It should be fun.
I mean, it could be frustrating in the process.
Yes, it can be.
It should be something that you dread. Oh, man, I'm going to go make that quilt.
Yeah, I've got so much quilting to do.
I hate my life.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I really put a pun.
So, it is funny, though. You do. You can get feel overwhelmed. And you also, and having several, I usually have several projects at some one stage or another. And like with this quilt I'm doing for Will right now, the stormy weather, I'm at a part that the part I've kind of not been looking forward to. And so you do. You have a little bit. So you have to be careful because it's very easy to get, go, well, I'm going to go work on this
something
or this.
Something else and avoid this.
Yes, and you don't want to make it that easy to avoid. And once I do it, and I have, by the way, gotten good feedback on the, I don't know if you listened to the last podcast, but I realized I wasn't sure what a scant quarter inch was, and I thought it sounded like it should be less than a quarter inch, but for some reason, reading, I could not find a good definition online. So I thought, well, maybe it's more, but... I emailed Noni, and she emailed back and said it's less, and a couple other people who had listened to the podcast also got in touch and said it's actually less, and explained that it's to account for the fold. When you fold over, you need a little.
When I think it's flying geese that you have to be very careful to go on the inner part of that line, that diagonal line, so that when you fold it back, it's where you want it
to be.
Exactly. Which is. Evades me.
That's the thing. It's like you were looking at in your Christmas quilt where you had changed fabric. Yeah. You'd run out of fabric and had to get some more fabric. And of course, I couldn't even see it.
I couldn't see it either.
Yeah. So it's one of those funny things where things, but you obsess about it at the time. Yeah. My goodness. Or, those points don't match. Oh, my goodness.
And then I couldn't find all the problems. So that was very nice. That's better. I think the quilting fairy went in there and fixed.
With her magic quilting.
Yes. Her quilty wand.
Yes.
Yeah. Sort of like, I think she's Harry Potter's aunt.
Yeah.
You know, a special wand.
Yes. Yes. That's a nice thought.
Yeah. So I can say that since your son, my grandson Jack, is sitting across from us and he just happens to look just like Harry Potter. I think he did deliberately as he got into Harry Potter. His face kind of took on.
I think, he found the spell to make him look that way.
Yes.
He's ignoring us totally. He's like, I'm not even dignifying this with the response.
So let's not talk about
him. Okay, we'll stop talking about him.
He's such a dear boy. We don't want to upset him.
No.
All right. So tell me what you have been doing.
What have I been doing? Well, just the usual things. I brought the Dresden plate to show you.
Mm.
I think it's in the car, but I need to do that. I need to do the seams.
Picture of it.
Yes,
it's lovely.
It is quite lovely. So working on the sampler quilt, and I need when I get back, that's what I need to do. And yeah, I haven't been doing enough work on the hidden stars. And that's with the knitting, because I'm knitting at night. And I have to say, it's been so hot, and it's a big quilt, so I think part of it is I just don't feel like watching TV with a quilt on me when it's been 105 outside. And so socks are, you don't even have them on your lap. But I do. And I got a comment from someone who had just listened to the last episode. I believe her name is Ginger, and she's a new listener, and she had listened to whether or not I had posed the question whether I should just go ahead and machine quilt the rest. And you feel that I should not. And that's kind of where I've come down. She felt, she's just like, get on with your life. Machine quilt. And there is that. The one thing, though, too, and maybe it's because it's so hot, I'm like, but part of like when I was thinking, when I really started seriously pondering, should I machine quilt the rest? It's a big quilt. So I'm sitting there imagining the quilt like over my shoulder and wrestling it through the machine. I'm like, do it, you know, and it's 105. I'm thinking, do I want to do that? So for right now, I think I'm going to stick with the hand quilting, but it is possible. Those words will continue to ring in my ears.
Well, I say, since I have not done very much hand quilting and haven't done any for probably 10 or 15 years, it does seem a very nice thing to do in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you need a quilt around you anyway, and then it's that cozy picture. That's nice. So,
And I do like hand work very much, and that's part of our quilting heritage is hand work.
That's true. You know, the problem is, you know, you get taken away by your knitting and your writing, and now I'm reading. For a while, I didn't have a book that really had caught my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And now I have one. I'm reading Cutting for Stone, and really what I want to do in the evening is curl up on the couch and read the book. When you have a good book.
Then that's, yes. I know, and that's, I know a lot of knitters lament that they can't read and knit same time, because that would be nirvana, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
and of course, quilting and reading. I mean, I think we both listened to some audiobooks. Okay, we just paused, we were talking about books and reading and audiobooks and...
Oh, yes. Well, one thing that's nice about knitting is that you can knit and watch television.
Mm-hmm.
But in college, and this I think was a reason that I did not do well in college my first year, was I thought that I could knit and study at the same time. And that proved to be unwise and untrue. Mm. So then when I put down my knitting, I did...
You did much better.
Much better. So, but maybe we should tell your friends that you are visiting your father and me to celebrate his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that we had to stop because there are a lot of children who... It's getting close to 5 o'clock, and we're getting a little snackish.
Yes, they need to be fed on regular intervals.
And I've noticed now that children are old enough that they can pretty much handle things themselves. It was the men who said, "Well, will you put out the cheese and crackers and so forth?" But
sad.
But I want you to be proud. The man.
That would be
stepped
the man.
Up and mm-hmm. said, "Grammy, you go right back and do your podcast. I will take care of the cheese and crackers."
Well, see, that's just like him, too.
And yes, he took over.
Very nice. And he also was the one at the Nice Price bookstore. Pop took us to the Half Price bookstore, which he always does, and lets everyone just go wild. It's insane. Yeah. But the man found that quilting book for me.
How nice.
Yes, it's a book about... basically appraising vintage quilts, but he thought, and which I don't do, but he thought I would be interested and looking at the pictures, which I very much am. Yeah. It's a wonderful book.
You are, I think you're fast approaching your sister-in-law's entrance into the world of quilting, because she seemed interested, yes, too. And we haven't gotten to her yet.
But so we could, because this is Kim, and she's quite fabulous, and she's an interior decorator, designer, and, knows a lot about textiles. And
but she's so fabulous that we haven't gotten up the courage to make her a quilt.
I know. She's like hard to get gifts for because she's so fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very nice. True. She's very nice. She would never turn up her nose at anything you gave her. But no. You kind of like, you want to somehow be able to match her fabulousness with your gifts. And you're like,
I know.
You can't. Just, get a card and call it a day, because that's very hard.
Yes.
Very hard.
Kim, you really need to put some thought into it, because she has put thought into all of
it. Yes, she is an amazing gift giver. That's also problematic.
Yes,
she does put thought into it. But she was looking at that book, and she was very taken by the crazy quilt.
I know she was.
Yes, and she was fascinated by the fact that it was made in 1880.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, because they're so modern looking, and you're like, really?
Yeah.
It's like, Joe and Little Woman could have made that quilt, except she wouldn't have, because that would have been too girly, but, so.
Well, so anyway, what else are you going to tell your friends?
Well, what we need to talk about is actually about, because we can't forget the Bernina. The Bernina Exchange, which
people are not going to believe that I'm letting go of my Bernina.
I know, but I want to talk about your new machine. Yes. What makes it so worthy that you can actually let go of a Bernina?
Well, I have a baby lock, a new, as of Christmas, baby lock. And I'm trying to think if it's a Melissa Plus. Alyssa may be wrong. If you're into baby locks, it is the version that the sewing machine is the same as, I want to say, the music. It's not the symphony, but it's the next down. But this machine that I have has an embroidery component.
Mm-hmm.
But I really haven't done anything with the embroidery part, because the baby lock store is not very convenient, and I really don't have. I have been out there once, but I think I need some software. I'm particularly interested in getting something to do labels, mm-hmm. but I found the printing part of the baby lock is simply not very satisfactory.
Hmm.
Or I don't know enough about it, or I don't have the right software to make it satisfactory. But at any rate, when we went on the cruise, each of us had a brand new baby lock to use. And the one I sat in front of the first time, and that's the one I went back to, was not the symphony, but the next down. And Marianne Fons, who was quilting in the back of the room, I was in, was using the symphony. But at any rate, I liked this machine very much, and I was fascinated by the fact that it cuts the thread for you. I don't know why that meant so much to me.
That's neat, though. That's quite convenient.
Well, it's very convenient. Now, this one also threads the needle, but on my new machine, that's broken. And so I do need to get that fixed. Not so much, I don't really use it, because, with my glasses on, I have no trouble threading the needle. Without my glasses, I couldn't even find the needle. But
yeah, me either.
I have also lied the pressure. And don't let me forget, I have a walking foot for the Bernina, and I've forgotten to get it out.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have a walking foot on this. Whoops.
And we're back again. I have no idea where we were before we left.
And we said we'd remember, but we didn't.
But we didn't, and Pop came in and was sort of panicked about the children starving, because,
Yes, so. But it's a good thing he did, because...
Yes.
The what? Dinner was...
Invisible dinner would have been even more visible.
No.
It was close, but anyway, but then we had a terrible, terrible storm, and now we have no power. But we did get the dinner cooked because we were bullied into getting it started.
Yes.
So, yes.
Certain, yes, yes. Male household
figures. Is that a
good
way to put it? Is that fair?
Pressured. We'll just say pressured.
Pressured.
There was some peer pressure involved.
Yes, there was.
And getting, yes.
My peer.
Your peer.
Yes.
My peer is very laid back.
Really? Yes. Good.
Yes. Well,
mine
no.
is not.
Yeah. My peer is not always like that. We'll just say that. But
all right. Back to quilting.
Yes. And I really, well, we just, what you missed, my friends out there in podcast land, is the passing of the Bernina. It has been passed.
Yeah, it has been
from
passed.
From mom to me. We don't have power, so we couldn't plug it in
and we
see how neat it is.
That we have not found the foot pedal, which I think is one of the best things about
it. That's
a
what you were saying, the presser foot. I'm like, well, I've never heard of a presser. I don't think I use a presser foot. You're saying the foot pedal.
I'm talking about the foot pedal.
I do
pedal.
Use the foot pedal.
Yes, you do.
As a matter of fact.
And we can't see in my sewing / laundry
no,
room.
It's
and
dark.
It wasn't downstairs in the basement. Fortunately, we had brought it up, or the man went down in the dark. And
yes.
No, I guess.
No, Poplin got
found it.
Yes.
So that, but we have not found the foot pedal without which.
I don't need a presser foot,
no.
Mom. You're so concerned about the presser foot. But you're saying foot pedal.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Oh,
and also
see.
The little flat surface extender.
Which
table
would be nice,
like
yes.
Thing,
that would be good.
It would
well,
be nice.
We're going to come back in the morning. And
yes, and
we will.
But with any luck at all, we should have power in an hour.
Yes.
And fortunately, we have all these German clocks, so we always
know
what
time it is.
Yeah.
We're good on the time.
Yes. So where were we?
Well, before the Bernina, we were talking about your new sewing machine that you are very happy with.
I am very happy.
Are you happier with that, the Baby Lock, than with the Bernina?
Well,
or is it just
I would feel quite disloyal to the Bernina, which I loved. But I am very happy.
Notice that was in the past tense, which she loved
until
the baby lock came into her life.
Yes, but I am very, very happy with the baby lock, and I love the fact that it cuts the thread. I don't know,
yes.
That just...
well, if someone said, but Jane, I'm thinking about getting a new machine, and I'm torn between the Bernina and the baby lock.
Well,
what
if it was
say?
Someone that lived in... I must tell you that I know the Bernina dealer because she has two shops now, and they're called the Smocking Shops. And that's when I really got back to sewing again, was when Elizabeth, our first grandchild, was born, and I started smocking. And she has taken over the Bernina dealership now.
Not Elizabeth, but this one.
Yes, this Smocking Shop.
Because Elizabeth's just 15, and she's really
right.
Young
she's
for
not,
our dealership.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm glad you clarified
yes.
that. So I must say that I would consider that even a double advantage on the Bernina, because
sure.
The Baby Lock dealer... I'm not as familiar with, and she's not as close to me. It's in another part of the town, and I just don't drop by there. And I know everybody in the Smocking Shop,
mm-hmm.
so.
So if you were here in Louisville, you'd have to, you'd say.
You know, I say, but
yeah.
Give a look to the Baby Lock,
okay?
Because. It's very nice, but I suspect that you could buy a Bernina with the same features. You know, this Bernina that I'm giving you is 17 years old. So I suspect that you could buy a Bernina with the same features that I'm enjoying on my baby
mm-hmm.
lock from the dealer that I prefer. But we thought on the cruise that we were getting a very good deal on this baby lock, and I'd used it for a week, and I liked it.
And that your friend, is Marianne who you befriended? Which of the Fonz and Porter?
Oh, Marianne.
Yes. Very is she Fonz nice. Or Porter?
She's Fonz.
Fonz. And she was using the baby lock.
Yes, and she does use it on the show.
Ah.
Uh-huh. So, you know, there's a commercial tie-in there. Another nice thing that Baby Lock did that I thought was smart was they had two Baby Lock specialists on the cruise.
Yeah.
So for those of us who had never used a baby lock and didn't know how to thread the bobbin or didn't, all we had to do was raise our hand and one of these nice young people was right there to help us. And then particularly the young man who has a shop in Seattle, I think.
That's quite a job. What's your job? I go on cruises for Baby Lock, and I answer questions.
He and his wife was on the cruise, too, but I don't think, I didn't get the impression she was in the business. But he was a good salesman. So I'm very happy with my Baby Lock. I wish I could, I wish somehow that my familiar store would start handling baby locks mm-hmm. too. That would then it would all be perfect. But
so, Mom, do you feel betrayed by Marianne Fonz? Well, we know that right after you said something to her about the plastic covers, there was no plastic cover.
I know,
and now they've gone back.
They have.
Do you feel like a little like
betrayed?
Yes, because she was awfully nice. It
she
sounds
was very
like.
Nice.
At least to your face,
she was just delightful, very very natural. She said she had no idea
that she's not even that part.
No,
she sold her name long ago.
That's right. And selling your name commercially is different from selling your soul. Very nice lady.
That's another podcast.
Yeah.
That's another episode.
but anyhow, so I'm very happy with my baby lock.
That's good.
So I have, but I was also happy with my Bernina. And
now I'll be happy with you.
I think you will be.
They've told you it's just like new, despite the fact that it's 17. And I assume it's going to be better than my Sears Kenmore. I just feel like it might be.
Yes, but you were happy to get that shot.
I was, and I have to say, it's been very nice, although the threader just broke.
Well, the threader is already broken on my baby lock, too.
So.
But that's not very important to me. But this thing that I press a button and it snips the thread.
That's very important to you.
Yeah,
and that
I'm sorry
is coming out this episode.
But I would think if you ever decide to sell the Bernina for
my children's college education,
You should get a good price for it. It's been well maintained.
Don't tell the man. He can do some selling on eBay when he puts his mind to it.
Well, I can let him know what I paid for it 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Which
no, don't, because then
or he might do it.
He sold some camera equipment. Like, ooh.
Well, everybody sells cameras.
Yeah, no, but don't get, no, we're not going to discuss that part with
you. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
We're not selling.
No.
We're not selling.
So, anyway, that's, here I sit. I now have a really good stash. Most of it.
You're very proud of that.
During the break,
I did look at, Mom just got a keepsakes catalog. You could spend some money. It's very well done. I'm like, oh, I want that. And then all the fabric. It's like, oh, that's so pretty.
Well, you should see the website.
I'm not going to that website.
Little bundles for $18 and all my favorite colors.
Yeah.
That's
what I was looking at, these bundles of fat cords, and they just have it all.
I'm
like, oh, look
know.
At those pretty
it's
colors.
It's just so irresistible to me.
It is. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah,
those are dangerous
is.
People.
<That's>
I think you should cancel that catalog.
Oh dear. So,
But you have us. I don't know if you've listened to Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us, her most recent
episode. What I'm doing is I've started working out on the elliptical trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And as I explained to you, the TV in the basement isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So I save up your podcast and Sandy's podcast, and I listen to those while I go tootling along on the elliptical
mm-hmm.
trainer. So that's why I haven't listened to your last podcast or Sandy's, because in getting ready for you all to come,
I just haven't had the time.
Well,
she talks about organizing stash.
Oh.
So it's interesting because my stash is still so tiny. But it was actually, I thought, actually a lot of good hints just for organizing in general. A lot of good organizing
yeah.
principles. I was like, well, I still have a tiny stash, so I don't really, you know. You start thinking about what kind of stashes do people have?
Yeah. Well, I have this in the fabric.
She's like, get out those bins from your attic.
Yeah.
My bin in the attic. I have a bin of blue jeans for my blue jean quilt that I'm going to make one day. But you're like, wow. But anyway, you may be getting to bins in the attic before
too long.
Well,
I did
that. The way you're on the path.
Well, what I have done is that I have stash that's allocated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have the fabric.
You have a suitcase. She's not doing bins. She's doing suitcases.
Oh. Well, when we went
that's
out.
That's when you really know you have a problem.
Yeah.
The suitcase.
I
no
have
knows.
My.
Until we go on that trip.
All the fabrics and so forth from the when we went on the quilting cruise, I have in the little suitcase that is my carry-on in case they lose our luggage, so that I do still have
your stash.
I still have my nightgown and and that sort of thing.
And
so,
your Christmas quilt.
But on the way back, I have so much. From the quilting time that I just put it in my little carry-on and suitcase, and that's where I've left it. And every once in a while, I do another row.
That's going to be a big mammer jammer quilt.
It is. I think it's at least a double size, maybe queen.
I mean, I think it's shooting for queen.
Yeah, I hope so, because...
You don't have any double bits.
No, we don't. We
king
no.
and a queen
yeah,
and twins.
Yeah. So that, anyway, right now, since it's a long way from being finished, but we got absolutely everything we needed to include the backing. Well, we didn't get the batting, but the backing
mm-hmm.
was included. So,
well, I know what I haven't asked you about. So for your birthday last year, I'm not doing this year, but I did last year, I got you a block of the month. Now,
yes,
have you kept up with your blocks? Or
I've,
is that this where you're like, around January, like, wow, I'm pretty tired of the block of the month.
I think...
enough with the block.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not getting
yes,
her enough.
Yes.
I think she's enjoyed it.
I have, well, yes. It's going to be a Christmas, maybe wall hanging.
Mm-hmm.
I did very well at first, and this is now part of what I now have UFOs. You know,
yes,
and I.
You're so with it.
I'm
you've got stash and UFOs.
Yeah, I sound a lot younger than I am.
You can start going to the Modern Quilt Guild, Mom.
I am really
They're
could.
All 25.
Yes. Well, I'm a
you
multiple
right
of.
In. You are
well,
a multiple.
I am
yes.
a multiple. Almost plus one.
I'm almost a multiple of 25.
Yes, yes, you are. Yes, we won't. Let's just not talk
we
about
won't.
That.
We're very
we're young.
Young
at heart.
We're young at heart. We look great.
So, we do.
We do.
Yes,
I can't help it. It's genetic.
Anyway, where were we?
Stash. The block of the month.
Oh,
so
the
you
block.
Tried keeping up with it. And then
I
it kept coming like that I Love Lucy with the chocolates.
Yes, with the chocolates.
Conveyor belt.
And I have
and
a,
you're shoving it in your mouth.
Yes. And then I also have, you gave me a jelly roll
mm-hmm.
for
Did
Christmas.
Did you do something with that?
I have been working on it. But what happened was that it has a lot of half square triangles.
What quilt are you making? Is it from one of
it's
the Lintott?
Yes,
the lovely
it is.
Lintott sisters.
And now I can't remember. No, it's is it Damask Rose?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I love the Damask Rose.
And I was doing some cutting when I was in Chicago in March mm-hmm. with Gabby and Devin.
My niece
and
niece
I had
nephew.
I had made some of my half square triangles too small, and I don't know.
Oh,
so then I had to go and get some more material, which happily one of the quilt stores not only had the jelly roll, but they had the bolts of the fabric.
Oh, nice! Yeah.
So I replaced that, and but that, you know, it just sort of set me back. So I had, I don't know if I have half of the blocks made. So I've got to get back to that project. Then I learned about making half square triangles using the paper grid.
Mm-hmm. And which I've never done, but I've heard about it, and it sounds very smart.
Oh, I have to show you
yeah.
if the electricity goes
right. Should we have light to see
yeah,
by?
Because our quilt guild is doing what a lot of guilds are doing, and that is every month when we meet, we bring in 28, 4 times 28 half-square triangles. In other words, you match up 2 fabrics, and you cut out 28
okay.
half-square triangles for those 2, and then another 2, and it's a great way to use up some odds and ends.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then every month you get the same number back of an assortment
mm-hmm.
of half-square triangles. So that's a lot of fun, and I have, I guess I have a week now to, you know, to make up my half-square triangles
mm-hmm.
for that. Whatever, Monday the 20, what is it? The 22nd, I think that's when our
yeah.
guild meets again. So.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, that's fun. But that kind of got me off track. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes when you're working on a project and you're not that far along,
mm-hmm.
but you make a mistake and you have to backtrack and you say, you just package it all
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Next month, I'll get back to that. So that's another one of my UFOs. I have a lot of UFOs now.
Look at you.
Yeah.
UFOs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm an early, what did you call me when I'm an early adapter? Or adapter?
Yes, you are.
Yes,
you are.
Yes.
You are Miss Technology. Now,
yeah.
you don't have, what is it, E?
No,
because you're a Mac girl.
I'm a Mac girl, and I do have a Mac equivalent of that EQ
mm-hmm.
7 that Sandy talks about.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Mac equivalent. And I was trying to use it when I was going to design a quilt for your father, and then he decided he liked the Weaver Fever pattern. So,
yeah.
And now I have all this backlog and new patterns,
mm-hmm.
and I am just... Some, but anyway, I have installed it. I don't know if it's as good as EQ7.
I'll be interested
when you install that. Well, it is installed, but I haven't.
So when you actually use it.
Because
I am a Mac girl, too, and so I'd...
Yeah, another thing that I have installed in my computer, I think it's called Quilt Album, and it was something that Sandy talked about.
We love Sandy.
Yes, we do. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
And you can take a picture, you finish a quilt, take a picture of it, and then there are places for you to say for whom it was made, by whom it
mm-hmm.
was, you know, who it was pieced and who it was quilted by, because I have used a long-arm quilter.
Yeah.
One of my guild, now I say friend, is a long-arm quilter, and her prices are very reasonable. She just does, is it a pantogram where you just go across?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's fine for the sort of thing I've been doing anyway. Where was I?
We were talking about designing.
The quilt album.
Yeah.
And so you have pictures of the quilt and all, you know, the size. And
so this is software?
And it's software,
okay.
And I suspect it's for both Windows and the Mac. And so it's a really good way to keep track of the quilts that you've made, when you've made them, and for whom they were made, because I've given away most of my quilts. Oh, and the flagship, the sailboat quilt was very well received by my friend.
I'm so happy to hear that. As it should have been.
And so she happens to, turns out she loves sailboats and loves sailing, so that worked out.
Well. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And
did you document it on Quilt Album?
I think I did. I know that I made a label for it.
Yes.
Thank goodness, yes.
Yeah.
And that's another bit of software I'm hoping I can get for the embroidery element on my baby lock.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did make really a very crude label for the sailboat quilt, but I have to go back and make labels, and I'll use the information on Quilt Album to say that this was made for my friend Linda in mm-hmm. the spring of 2011 or something. So I hope to get labels on all my quilts.
Now, will Quilt Album make a label for you?
I can't tell that it will. I was hoping it
would.
Because
that would be nice. I've done virtually no documentation other than taking pictures or getting the man to take pictures. So, but I know, I feel like, and some of it is, I think, the idea is like, are my quilts yet worthy of documentation labels? But for historic purposes, you should be. But to have a program like that, I could say, especially if it produced labels for you, that would be really
helpful.
Yeah.
And I was looking over the program the other day, and I didn't find that on
aspect.
The,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if anyone knows that element of Quilt Album exists, that tool, let us know, because that would be good to know.
Or any other software that's not too expensive for making labels would be helpful.
Yeah, because that would be good. I need to do that.
So,
We are getting on to 45 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I know. Well. How lovely. And I still have to do an introduction. So.
Yes, well, I'd better say goodbye.
Me too. And, the clocks are about
to
go.
Light the candles again.
I know. It's starting to get dark. Still no electricity. They say by 9.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 8:30, so we'll see. So everyone can come stay with the hotel with us.
I'm thinking about all the food in the refrigerator, and we had to open and close the refrigerator a lot.
I know. So, well, hopefully it'll be on any second.
I hope so.
Well, Mom, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us here at Off Kilter Quilt.
Well, you're quite welcome, Frances. It is always a pleasure.
And next time we're in Louisville, we'll chat again.
Yes. Well, I hope you'll be back for Thanksgiving, if not sooner.
If not sooner.
All right.
Okay. Then we're signing off, and have a great week. We'll be back. Well, I'll be back next week, and Mom will be back one day soon, we hope.
We hope.
Yes. Okay. Bye then. Mom's going to say bye too.
Bye-bye.